Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What doesn't move that fast? It's thicker than water.
Well, then create your water and surf down like you did before. About it. Travel with your terrarium on the 10 gallons of water.
I thought about washing everything.
She doesn't have time to put her shield up, but does have time to surf away from the blood.
I'll allow it.
I
didn't have a mental picture until I heard the music.
I think I'm pretty shocked that we actually beat it, and I'm doubtful that we beat it, but if I hold my light up, do I see anything up there anymore? I probably can't see up all the way.
I mean, yeah, as far as your light extends, you don't see anything.
Can I see anything, like a door or a window?
Yeah, I want to shout to Lank, because he apparently can see everything.
With the best, you have the best vision. Far, far up, you can see, what looks like a roof. Or something, a ceiling of some type. It's up there. You don't think it's just stairs. You think you can maybe make out where it flattens out to another landing. Right around where the heart was.
There may be something up there. It doesn't, it's not stairs all the way up.
Let's check it out, I guess.
Yeah, let's go have a look.
I am prestidigitating my way up. Yeah. I definitely am making that anti-red carpet, for sure.
Why'd you shake your head, Link?
It occurred to me that my eye sockets are probably full of blood right now.
Ew!
So you can't even blink, huh?
He doesn't have eyelids, so no, he can't.
He doesn't have eyelids?
No.
I can't believe you're going to keep that private. To keep that to yourself.
You know how people, after they're done swimming, they'll sort of bang their head to the side? Like...
Back here.
Ew.
All right, so you all head up the stairs. Mm-hmm. So we flip through a couple pages of our map of just boring circular tower stairs.
I thought you were going to say of your notes. It's like, you miss so much stuff.
Eventually you get to a small landing right around where you think the heart was. The stairs continue upwards, still clockwise, or you can exit this circular tower, and it looks like it goes outside again.
Whoa.
Oh, is it still raining? That could be very helpful.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, it is definitely raining.
I'm eager to get outside.
Lank is going to go Shawshank himself out there.
It's hard to imagine. It was hard to imagine before it raining harder than it was, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One thing I will note right away is basically you come out on this relatively narrow bridge on the south end of the tower. It looks like it has at one point had some iron railings. They've rusted away.
No railings anywhere.
Just since the rain started.
Yes, exactly. That's how rainy it is. And then you can see with the occasional lightning flash and the dim light, it's not nighttime, but not much light is getting through the clouds. The bridge leads to the top of another round tower that's sort of all exposed. It's like another section of the parapets. Oh, my connection to the server has been interrupted.
Oh, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, you can go to the bathroom.
Connection to my bladder has not been disconnected.
All right. We all have released gouts and gouts of urine into open tower that is our toilets. I'm hoping.
What the fuck?
Or if you have a huge...
Thank goodness the railing rusted off.
Now you know why.
Oh, man. What's happening?
It is raining very, very hard. This sort of small-ish footbridge leads across from this tower to the top of this other tower, just to paint the picture. So right now, from where you stand to the courtyard, it's, I think it's like 190 feet. So that's how high up you are from the ground. Mm. Though, don't worry. Directly below you are, you see these sort of tiled roofs, and those are only about 80 feet below.
Yikes.
So,
and they're soaking wet.
Everything is, yes. And it's kind of windy, too. Because you're up here. But you're not as high up in this castle as it goes. The tower that you came out of does extend a little bit further up. Like I said, the stairs keep going up. Plus, there's a tower.
Wait, they keep going up after the little platform?
There was a landing that stopped near where the heart is, where this archway is to come out here. You could keep going up clockwise if you want.
Oh!
Yes, sorry. That's why I'm painting the picture again.
Right, yeah.
So that tower continues upwards. And if you do look out this archway or come outside, you'll see over to your left a tower. It looks thinner than the one you came out of, but still a round spire extends even further up. Basically, it looks to, like I said before, so poetically pierce the clouds.
My horn can pierce the sky. Sorry, that's from The Office. I didn't know if anyone even understood.
Sounded familiar.
Princess Unicorn.
But yeah, you don't see any obvious entrance into that tower from the sort of open area across this bridge from you.
I know everyone's taking a shower in the rain, but do we want to check out what's up above the heart? Where the heart was?
I think that would probably be good.
Right.
As soon as... Does Rafina, do you have any soap in that terrarium?
Yeah. Why would I have soap?
You're asking the wrong person. I probably have soap.
You probably do have soap.
SOAP? What is SOAP?
Yo, you mean sap? I make tea out of that.
I have lots of sap. That's how I clean myself.
Just like a lint roller, but with sap. So she gets all the dirt off of her.
You also notice for the first time, Rafina's completely hairless.
She waxes and cleans at the same time. It's amazing.
All right. So is everybody going outside?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just to get clean. Yep.
I'm not. I don't need to. I'm going to prestidigitate myself inside.
And all, thank you very much. All the while, just widening the area around you that is blood free.
Yep.
Like a Roomba.
Strahd walks by, tips you $20, and just keeps going. Alright, so everybody but Will, I guess, is going outside. Are you just staying on the landing inside the door?
Yeah, I want to have them in my sight, though, because I don't want to be by myself here.
Okay.
And presumably Bernard, I guess, I ask him if he wants to be prestidigitized or go out in the rain.
I will accept some prestidigitation. I'll stay by you, though.
Yeah, I'll wash him, then.
That you do manually.
Like a... No, no way.
How dare you?
Touching wet bear hair? I don't think that Will would ever want to do that. Like, just... Ugh, yeah.
All right. So everybody heads out. You maybe had dried off slightly, and then you got coated in blood, so not too much difference moisture-wise, but you can start to... The rain and the wind begin to pelt at you and work this blood out of your clothes and hair and eye sockets and etc. Off of your fetlocks and everything. So yeah... I'm gonna probably pretty safely assume that you don't linger on this 10-foot wide bridge that has no more handrails while the wind buffets at you and the rain flies in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm still on my butt.
I'm gonna take enough time to get as clean as possible.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of blood, so you know, If you do head over to the other side, you're on a round roof, so you're on top of another tower. Jeez, enough with the towers already, Ravenloft, right? How about a word that rhymes with raven that means tower oft, huh? This sort of open area is 60 feet in diameter, and it's rimmed with battlements. That you cross that slender stone bridge, and then that high tower, which is the main spire of Ravenloft, thrusts skyward. And like I said, even when you get over here, you don't see any apparent opening in there from here. And the rain is just pouring down. And you do see, sort of right as you come across the bridge, there's a stone railing that encloses a stone spiral staircase that descends into the tower.
Oh, much safer, though. Yeah,
you can't fall in from the roof.
What is this weird detritus over on the southwestern side of this?
It's just some weird detritus.
No, you're holding something back from us. What is it?
You go over and explore. You can report safely. It's just some weird detritus.
It looks like lichen.
Yeah, it's like lichen. Some weird lichen detritus.
I feel like I cleared that up.
I'm suddenly very suspicious of this detritus. I take a little swab and I mop at it. My swab, and I put it into a plastic baggie.
You get a pH reading of 4.6.
It's a rather acidic lichen detritus.
Yes, it is.
So the plot does thicken.
It does.
Are there other bridges overhead between the towers?
No, the two towers above, you don't see anything obvious that connects them above you.
Okay. And how much taller?
Or below you, for that matter.
How much taller are they? I mean, how much further up?
The one you came out of, it's about another 40 feet up or so, I think. Something like that. The other one, the skinnier one that you have not been in, at least that you're aware of, you would say it's at least double that.
And the skinnier one is the one that's... over by where we are now, across the walkway.
The one you were not in, the one that did not contain the heart. Who knows? It might have another heart in it, but.
But is it the one that's to the east, or is it the one that's to the west with the stairs going down?
There's a hole basically in the tower you're standing on. So that stairway that's open that descends into this 60-foot diameter open area you're in, that's just an open hole basically. That has a staircase in it that goes down.
Oh.
The tower is on the map. It's on the right side, the east, if you assume north is up, which it is.
Okay. So then are there any entrances to the tower in the east?
Nothing obvious, no. It just looks like a smooth stone wall. Maybe there might be some lichen detritus on the side, but that's about all.
So what, do we have to climb it?
Or do we have to go back down and over? And up.
I mean, you've explored most of this castle, so you think you know pretty much the ins and outs.
Literally not been inside at all. Did we go above the heart?
Nope. You stopped at the landing and went outside because people were feeling icky.
I know, but Greg and I were saying we wanted to go up there.
As soon as I'm cleansed, I'm going to head up.
I wanted to know if I missed it because I feel like I'm half asleep right now. So I'm like, did I already hear him say he went up there and we didn't find anything? I just wanted to make sure. I'm sorry. You guys can
head up there.
No. Please keep going.
It's good to know that you're not there.
I don't want
to. Well, we've got to keep going, but you should have come with us up to the top. It was just like wall to wall desks.
Wow!
I forgot about desks.
Will cast fly twice on himself.
They cancel each other out. Yeah. And he plummets.
Why isn't there a crystalline heart here to catch my phone? All right. Rafina, are you out there with Bathwack in the rain, or did you come in back in with Lank?
No, I'm still in the rain.
Okay. So
Lank is moving up the stairs now that he is de-blooded.
So Lank is heading up the inside stairs of the Heart Tower. We'll call it the Heart Tower. Bathwack, are you going to try to climb that tower?
The one to the east?
Any of them.
Ooh.
But you're actually climbing the outside of the tower in like a
I don't know.
I was thinking about it, but before I attempt it, I need to see. I need to see if I can see an opening anywhere. So it doesn't make sense to climb if I don't have a goal.
Right. From your direction, you don't see any windows, any other landings. Up at the, you think you can make out in the clouds. Looks like a roof, like a peaked roof, a peaked moop. But you don't see any like battlements or anything. So no, you do not see any obvious openings you could strive towards.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to risk that right now.
Unfortunately, there are no fallen trees for you to ram into it and smash it down. So Lank's heading up the stairs inside in the Heart Tower. Are you following him, Will?
Yeah, I'm prestidigitizing my way up there.
Once you get up past where the heart was floating, it's not so bad. That being said, who knows what else could have been on these stairs, so is it safe to assume you're still prestidigitating?
No, I was trying to make it so that I'm not slipping, why.
I know.
Man, you're fun tonight.
Come on, that's a funny joke. Will likes to clean things.
And you know that I clarify, and you're like, I know, Katie, calm down.
Yeah.
Guys, we're getting a divorce, just to let you know.
Best friends!
This is our way of telling
that's when we finalize our divorce and we sign the papers, can we end with that? Best friends, high five?
No.
No. That's the last straw.
I
also like the
serious
idea that this happened during the break.
All right. So you head up.
It looks like a desk. No, it's a door, isn't it?
In the floor.
And
yeah, I thought it was a desk, but it has like manacles on it. So that'd be a weird kind of desk.
Let me describe to you what you perceive.
Cool.
The stairs end at a dark and dreary room with manacles attached to the walls.
Yeah.
It's a wall?
In the middle of the room is a wood-framed bed fitted with leather restraints.
Oh jeez. Found the S&M room.
Yep.
At the foot of the bed rests a closed iron chest. Its lid is sculpted with an emblem. A wooden ladder leads up to a trapdoor in the ceiling. Thin streams of water drip through the trapdoor's rotting wood, forming a puddle around the base of the ladder.
Mm.
Otherwise, it looks like a flat. It's like a flat, circular roof.
So that
you
is a table.
It's a bed.
A bed, okay.
A wood-framed bed.
Okay.
With no mattress.
Where am I? I don't even exist, even though I'm following Lank. I'm not.
Oh, you're
on
in the darkness. Hold on.
You can move me up there. I hate moving things with a stupid laptop.
There you are.
Okay.
Will boldly moves past Lank.
Yeah. I skip over the giant chasm underneath us. Whee!
It may be a wet, solid wood manacled mattressless bed, but it's a bed, and Will's all about the bed.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll go over. It looks bloody in the picture. Is it bloody?
That's just the lichen.
Is it sawdust? I can't. Blood or sawdust?
Straw's hobby is carpentry.
Let's say, yeah, it's like dried old remnants of blood and things. There's nothing. It doesn't look like fresh anything here.
So it's some kind of disused. I'll say it out loud, like this is some kind of torture chamber, I guess.
It's safe to assume, or at least dungeon.
Is that a bucket of like entrails? What is that? Are any of these things here?
No.
Often you'll say no. That ignore
yeah,
that.
You can ignore that.
All right. What is here? Just the table with manacles
and the
some
chest.
Blood. Okay.
The iron chest.
Well, let's go over to the chest and look at the emblem that we... Did you describe it yet?
No, I did not. You didn't go over to
okay,
it.
Well, let's go over, Lank. Let's hold hands and walk over.
All right. So you skip over to the chest. Etched into the top of this iron chest looks like a family crest. And I'll show here. I'll show Katie the picture here down in the bottom
Where?
Corner.
Is it from crest?
It's in black and white, unfortunately.
It's like
I printed
a raven?
This in black and white. I'll show them too.
It's a crest.
It like
crest.
I'm trying to explain it. So it looks like a crest with a castle on the top, like a cameo of a castle. And then there's like a big raven or eagle. I guess probably a raven, because if this is Raven Loft, it's probably a big raven.
Hilarious.
Let me show this.
It's a bald eagle.
It's an emu. Oh wait, Eric, you have to talk some more so that we can see it big.
Hello, there it is.
If you click the picture, it holds on him.
Perfect podcasting. Let's look at a visual and just make gibberish noises.
It's like a castle with wings attached to an uncooked chicken.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
In the top middle, there's like a silhouetted shape.
Yeah, like I said, a cameo.
You would all recognize it as the silhouette of Castle Ravenloft.
Right, like so it's on the chest is the Castle Ravenloft within a little cameo, and then a raven spread out underneath
some ribbons and things.
Yeah, some ribbons and shit. You know.
So yeah.
Sigil kind of
that's
stuff.
What's on the chest.
Okay.
You mean heraldry?
I remember when that was word of the day.
We'll get there in your dictionary.
My dictionary, I think, stopped at acrimony.
Aardvark?
Acrimony.
My three-entry dictionary.
It's all I can learn in one day. I mean,
the next entry is Adele.
Adele. I know who that is.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Wow, way to make a reference from like 10,000 years ago. Yeah.
It wants something back. It wants its president back.
Okay. High five!
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah. On high five. Like, we called 2016. There you go.
We won its president back.
There
here.
You go.
Anyway, that's what is on the chest.
Hmm.
What's Batwack and Co. doing?
Making tea out of the lichen? Is that what you're doing?
You can't mumble.
Yeah. Are you making tea out of the lichen?
No, really. You have to talk into
Are you making tea out of the lichen?
Please
Alex
talk
is doing
like
an ad read.
Look, you can see the difference. Look how tiny it is, and it's a little bigger, then it's so big! and he's never
Make it big.
Been that
loud. Yeah, exactly.
Waveform comedy.
We need to hear your voice. It's a beautiful voice.
You can't barely hear him over the rain. He has to speak up.
I'm juggling swords.
Whoa.
That's how he dries off.
Should we go join the others, Bathwack? This is weird.
Do you want to? They're coming right back. I think, unless they're dead.
I'm almost clean. That blood actually, I think, enriched my ponytails nicely.
It's like henna.
Lots of minerals.
I'm enjoying the rain, but yeah, we can go back in.
Well, if they're coming right back, are you sure? You don't think something's eating them in there, do you? They haven't found a bucket of interesting lichen, do you think?
I haven't heard any screams.
Well, let's just...
Lank and shout over the balcony. We found a wooden bedroom.
I don't hear him over the storm.
Because we would not have understood what that meant. What is a wooden bedroom?
Well, you'll have to come up and
like
see.
Like a dollhouse?
Is it plywood or is it sturdy oak? No, but I can't hear you. So
It's teak!
All right.
So we can't hear them at all.
We can't hear them. Bathwack, should we go?
If we can't hear them, we should probably go.
No, Nick is with Bathwack and Rafini. He's watching them suss this out.
Hi, Nick.
Hey!
I'm fine. I'm fine to go there. I don't care. I've been covered in blood before.
You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering about Esmeralda. Nick, are you able to text her in your brain?
Let me try. He squints and furrows his brow. I sent something. I don't know if she got it or not. She didn't reply.
Well, maybe it'll just take some time. All right.
So where are we going? In or out? Do you want to go down these stairs?
I don't want to get too separated from them.
Yeah, right? We don't want to get separated. Right? This is kind of a big castle.
I mean, I'm assuming they're coming back. I was watching. They went up the stairs in there. I don't see any way out other than back down.
All right.
But who knows? I mean, there could be something mystical in there. Like
probably.
A portal.
Quite possibly. All right, let's go peek.
All right, yeah, let's go find that portal. All
right.
Hey, guys. Are we there yet?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
You're starting to make your way there as Lank and Will are investigating this chest or other things. I don't know what Lank's looking at.
Can we look at in it? Is it locked?
It's locked.
Oh.
Lank, yeah, just sort of wandering around. Maybe look up the ladder. You said water's pouring down from up there.
It's trickling down. There's a closed trap door, but it doesn't seem to be too well weatherproofed.
Okay.
There's a puddle beneath it.
Does the bed look used? I don't know how you'd tell, but I mean, it has grooves in it. Dusty?
Everything in here is in pretty bad repair. It is in disrepair. Like, the manacles on the wall seem rusty. The bed, it looks kind of, it's got some growth on it as if it's been in a damp area, which it has been. That kind of thing.
And it is, like, on closer inspection, it's not like a rack or something. This isn't a torture chamber.
No, it's a bed, but it's got leather manacles on it, like leather restraints, and it doesn't have a mattress on it, at least right now.
Yeah, it's a torture chamber.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with that whole thing. I'm going to climb the ladder.
All right, Bathwack, Rafina, you get up there as Will is poking at the chest and Lank is heading up the ladder.
What'd you find, Will?
This lovely bed, would you like to lie on it? Not romantically, just so that I can torture you.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I say that out loud. But
because it's always totally believable when someone asks you to join them in bed and then shouts, but not romantically.
So I can torture you. I said it out loud. I gotta be honest. Is that grate at the foot of the bed, like if that is in that picture?
That's the chest.
That's the chest. Oh, I thought this was the chest. I am very confused by this fucking visual. There. What? This table is not there. So it's literally just this and this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I am at that. Okay, all right, sorry. I thought it was a grate in the floor.
Do you think we can smash it open?
Last time I tried to open a chest, I got, like, shocked or something. I got thundered. I got a big...
darted.
Nope, that was not the last time that I tried to open a chest. DM over, like, voiceover that I'm hearing above my head. No, it was not the last time! Last time I tried to open a chest, I got some kind of big crazy force, like, knocked into me. And then a bunch of hands came out and smacked me around. So, if you would like to, go right ahead.
All right.
I step out of the way.
I mean, I certainly can't pick the lock, so I pick it with my sword.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
We'll try. 15.
All right. You swing your sword into the chest, and it kind of thumps back a little bit. You hear something inside hit the side of the chest, and it sits back, basically unharmed.
Ooh. Hmm. Oh. How else do you think we can get in here?
Can you lift
it? Didn't you pick a lock at one point? I mean, I don't want you to die, so...
I can try, sure.
Oh, God. Bathwack, look at the example you set. I mean, this young, innocent person
is very impressionable.
Yeah.
Nick kneels down and very, like, grandly, he lays out his tools. He has a lockpick set. And he,
And they have Hello Kitty on each one.
Totally do.
The ever popular Hello Kitty lockpick.
He's rubbing his chin. He's like, I think I'll use the aardvark. All right, and he starts working end at jimmying the lock. He's got his tongue sticking out of the side of his mouth. While he does this, Lank, you're able to get up the ladder and you're able to get up the ladder and open the trap door. You are greeted with a face full of heavy rain that you can peer out into what looks like an open sort of battlement enclosed circular top of a tower.
I wanted to glance around and see if there was anything that would help us get between towers without having to literally climb the outside of them.
The only thing leading between any towers, if you look around, is that stone bridge below that you walked across briefly while Andy Dufresne-ing it up. You look across to that other tower. It extends up in the sky above you. You don't see any obvious even openings in it from here. You can see the outline of a tower, a pointy roofed tower above.
So, not much of use. I will return to the downstairs here.
As you turn back to the ladder, something catches your eye in the clouds. You look up, and these thunder clouds, which are here and there sort of illuminated by these bright flashes of lightning, if not an actual, you know, thunder or lightning bolt that strikes down occasionally, all of a sudden, in the space of like half a second, they coalesce into the face of Strahd himself.
What?
This face looks down at you, and the mouth opens, and it gapes, and the jaw sort of drops further than a normal jaw would drop. And you hear this... You all can hear it down below.
Ew.
Over the rain.
Over the storm, yeah. And from within this mouth, you see this dark cloud sort of form. And you're pretty quickly able to make out, it looks like, swarms upon swarms of bats that begin rushing at you.
Okay.
Oh, we must be close to Esmeralda.
Jump through the trap door and sort of try to grab it as I go to pull it shut behind me.
Got it. All right.
Wow.
It looks like it came really through the cloud, so they weren't like right in your face. But they were rushing at you, so you have time to do so, and you pull the trapdoor shut. You all see a sodden dwarf do one of those cool firemen slide down the ladder things and sploosh into the puddle below.
Slide straight down the stairs. As he fades into the distance, you just hear him go, "Bats!"
You don't hear the S, so you think he's yelling Bathwack.
No, but like, upon landing, you said everybody heard that?
Yep, the moan.
The roar, the belch.
Well, Strahd knows we're here, and he sent his swarms of bats. They'll be here any second.
Are there windows in this room?
No.
Okay, good. Phew!
Yeah, but I don't know if that trap door is going to hold off determined bats or not.
Great.
Could you see Esmeralda?
No. I saw a giant Strahd face form in the clouds. He opened his mouth, yelled, and then bats came pouring out. More bats than I think I've ever seen.
Did he look like he was missing his heart?
It was just the face.
So, yes. So,
and
I didn't
love
stop
having conversations with Lang. Let me get this straight. Okay.
So, can we now hear the bats? Are they coming at the tower?
You can't hear anything over the sound of the storm and the rain and everything.
They could come in down at the opening where we went out into the rain and then back in.
That is an opening, yes. So there's no door on it, nothing to close or anything.
Yeah, Lank's gonna pull out his weapon, acknowledging that a warhammer versus a swarm of bats is not the most effective thing, but he doesn't have a lot of options.
Are we going to try to open this chest, or are we going to try to make a run for another part of the castle?
I'm assuming Nick is still doing it. I would encourage you to do it just because I want to know.
I'm not sure we want to be on the stairs when the bats get to us, if the bats are coming for us.
Right, and I'm just looking up one of my spells because I can't remember how many I can cast, but I was thinking of casting a couple bonfires just at the lip of this edge that we're standing on, so that maybe if a bat flies in from the darkness, like, the bonfire will be hard to get around / see around. I know they are not great. Like, they don't use that for, you know, navigating anyway, but just wondering if it would distract them or do something. Concentration up to 1 minute. So
I think it's just one.
So I can only cast one bonfire.
I mean, if there's something to catch fire, the fire will remain.
I guess I could catch the table on fire. Can I move the table? Is it pinned to the ground?
It is bolted to the ground.
And there's nothing else here?
There's a ladder.
I guess I could throw the ladder across one of the stairways. Bathwack. Yeah, I set Bathwack on fire and throw him down the stairway. All right, now to take care of the bats. That was just for something else. But yeah, I don't know. That was my thought. I don't have any thought anymore. Sorry.
Speaking as Lank, because I don't think Lank knew what you were contemplating, and I'm just as happy you're not setting the table on fire, because I don't do that anymore. I'm not all about setting tables on fire.
Right. The fire.
Fires, bats. Chests, bats, getting to another tower.
I mean, I guess we could just throw the chest down the stairs and see what happens.
Can we lift it?
Can I take a swing at it?
Sure.
Why don't you freeze the lock off?
I think I'll use my holy warhammer. Holy crap, that's a natural one. Those bats freak me out, man.
Yeah.
You drop it down the tower.
And how's your mood now, Will? Look, my hands are all wet.
Yeah, that's true. You end up throwing your hammer and it hits me into the wall.
It flies up and knocks the trap door open. Nope. You just kind of clang into it.
I'm surprised I even made contact with it. I thought I'd put like a hole in the floor or something.
But did you want to roll it down the stairs or just drop it down the tower?
So we can lift it then.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not attached to the floor.
Can I separately try my crowbar?
Yep.
Another strength check.
Mm-hmm.
That is 16.
Okay. Yeah, you're not able to get too much purchase. It's a pretty finely made chest, so you're not able to prize it open.
It'd be a shame to have to break it if it's a nice chest, but you know, we're in Strahd's castle. Maybe we should not care so much.
Yes.
Are you gonna kick it over the side and come back for it later?
That's what I was saying. If we kick it, I mean, like, or even if we, you know, knock it down a level, I guess we can't. It's only stairs that we could see, so it's either all the way down or.
Well, we don't. It contains the one magical item that can defeat
Strahd. Made of glass.
Right, exactly. It's like.
This is where he keeps his nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
So if you went to the right spot on the stairs, you could try to swing it, like, kind of, you reach out with this huge heavy chest and swing it backwards to drop it down below onto a landing or stairs. So you could certainly try to do that, or you could just kick it off the side and then see if you ever make it your way back down to the bottom of that tower at some point.
I think we should do that. And lands on a girl in a prom dress.
Yeah, the girl in the prom dress.
You thought the blood was bad.
First she was pissed. Now she's dead. Are the bats doing it? Like, Lank is convinced that the bats are about to come in. Is there anything to back that up, or was it just a...
You don't hear anything, and no bats have come inside since you made your pronouncement and then fiddled around with the chest for a little while.
And they've had time to mm-hmm. show up, so yes. Then I have no idea what's going on. Sure, let's shove it over the side.
1, 2, 3, heave!
There it goes.
She does it all by herself.
I finally stand up. I'm no longer butt scooting.
She drags it over.
Smash.
Then she sits down and eats a banana.
It sounds just like that, doesn't
it? Must have landed on a big pile of that detritus.
You hear from very, very far down below a sound. It's hard to make out at this point what it exactly sounded like after it echoes back up to you.
Should we follow it? We need to get out of this tower anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think we should go over to see if we can get up into that taller spire.
It does seem to be sort of the centerpiece.
So you have two options right now. You could keep stay in the Heart Tower and go back down to the landing where you started in here all those time ago. There were some entrances into the building there. Or you could cross that bridge here and go down that stair, that obvious hole staircase, or sort of up here on this these tower tops.
Yeah. I don't know, guy. I kind of vote for staying up high.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why, but yeah, I agree.
I mean, if we wait, like, if you give me, like, 20 minutes, I could change Bernard into something that flies, have him fly down and tell us what was in the chest, and then fly back up and change him back into something else. But that would be 20 minutes.
I think we could walk down and come back if we want to do that.
Let's start moving down and see if bats come in or if, you know, if something...
Or you could tell Bat or Bernard to jump off, and then right before he hits the ground, he could tell you what it is, and then you only take 10 minutes to bring him back.
Wow.
After you've made me feel all guilty before about him dying, like how he feels pain or whatever. No thanks, not doing that one.
We don't really have anywhere we have to be in the castle.
Yeah.
We just have to not die.
You made your dinner date.
Yeah.
All right, where are people going?
Start heading down the stairs toward that first, the opening that we used to get out into the rain.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else here, I guess.
Did anyone look okay. under the bed?
No, I guess not.
All your weapons are there!
Rafina looks under the bed because she's resumed her butt spot, her butt sitting position to go down the stairs. And what does she see under the bed?
You notice a surprising lack of lichen.
It's too dark for even lichen.
So you head back down, and so you're first at the place where you could go across that bridge without the railings.
No bats?
You do not see any obvious signs of bats inside.
Did you just release something on roll 20?
Yeah, he's flipping through the mat.
I just went back down.
Oh, okay.
Should we keep going down? You want to see what's in the chest?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we smell
anything? It's going to be like nothing. It's going to be empty.
Well, whatever it was, it's going to be dust now.
Yeah. Or it's still going to be locked.
Yeah, probably. that's true, yeah. Don't give the DM any ideas.
Yeah.
All right, so you keep heading down and down and down.
Look how tiny we got.
Oh, look, we're back.
At this point, you are at where you first entered this tower. It still extends below you about 90 feet down further, which you have not explored.
We're chasing Jareth and the goblin.
You know, I mean, nothing came up here to get us. So I think we made a heck of a lot of noise and we covered the floor with blood.
And
so
the ground hasn't
vibrated. Probably. Yeah, I mean.
Do we see any footprints in the blood? I mean, is that...
You see Bernard's footprints, bear prints,
okay,
leading from the landing up. Otherwise, you don't see any signs of life like that here.
All I mean is that we can probably safely go to the bottom.
Probably. Probably, okay. I mean, but also we're probably going to die.
Yeah, that's a given.
All right, so you head down.
Yep.
Down another level. This is, I think, about like 40 feet down or so. Looks like about halfway between where you were. There is another landing here. And there's basically just one entrance, or one exit, I guess would be a more appropriate way to say it. There's a hallway leading off to the northwest, extending into the darkness.
This is the weirdest tower. Are there windows in this tower?
You've seen arrow slits.
And that's it.
Above, you went past some nice fancy windows, leaded windows, if we all recall, that were covered with curtains. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Hmm. And there's this hallway extending away. Reminds you of some of the other ones you've seen, sort of cobwebby. Looks disused. You keep going down?
Yeah, let's go down.
Cool. Yep.
I'm interested.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right, so you continue down. And you finally find yourselves at the base of what we call, or what I've called occasionally, the Heart Tower.
And there's no chest there.
Yeah. But there's another giant heart.
We threw it down the wrong tower, guys.
So, you come down to the bottom of this tower, this round tower, and here you see, sort of cut into the floor, not part of the tower, but heading downwards further, these sort of straight stairs, like a normal traditional staircase that goes down to a landing and then further downwards.
Wow.
You can see, sort of on that halfway landing, the remains of that iron chest.
Oh.
It looks mangled, and you can see sort of spilled out from within it. It looks like it took a pretty significant beating, but it looks like it may, who knows what state it was in. Maybe it was like this. You could say claim that when Strahd asks you about it. Mm. There is what looks like a very, very, very fine crown.
We just found this crown.
A bejeweled crown.
Oh, what a good metaphor or something. Whoa. We just threw it down the tower, man.
Bathwick is captivated by the crown.
Oh, God.
It won't take no for an answer.
Yeah. He hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah, it is, you've heard the word encrusted with jewels, or the phrase encrusted with jewels before, and in Greg's dictionary for Katie, it would have a picture of this crown entry.
So Bathor kind of starts to reach for it and then catches himself.
I think that's a toe ring of a giant, Bathwack.
I don't think it'll fit on my leg.
You realize all the detritus you've been seeing is toe jam.
So should we bring that with us?
Did you hesitate to touch it because you thought it might have magic?
Magic!
Yes. Yeah, at least in part. I was also surprised by how eager I was to pick it up.
Self-aware. Well, I mean, it's
covered in jewels. I mean, I think anyone would want to pick it up, right?
Yeah, anybody who knows anything about anything like this would think this is worth an insane amount of money.
Yeah, well, let's take
in
it.
In a land where money can't buy you anything.
Right, exactly. In a land where it doesn't, no wonder it's locked in a crappy chest.
In a land.
You go to a shopkeeper, I can give you 6 beans for it.
3 real eggs.
I don't want it.
I'll pick it up. We can melt it down if we want to.
A couple of...
I say, looking at Bathwack.
A couple jewels fall off of it.
Oh.
We'll take those.
As if they've been battered off of it. It's as almost as if someone has dropped it over 200 feet.
I'll pick those jewels up.
I said I was going to pick them up.
Oh, you're going to pick them up? Well, jeez.
I'm going to feed them to the next phoenix I see.
Go ahead.
I have a plan. It's gonna win us the game.
And you don't see any you don't see anything else obvious, at least, unless there were, you know, who knows, some marbles that rolled further down the stairs, but nothing.
Marbles?
I'm saying something that could have, you know, gone away from this area. You don't see
all the pearls fell off.
You don't see any wind up chattery teeth. They might have walked off.
So do we think this is Strahd's? Like, this is from when he... Was he ever king? I can't remember. Was he king?
Are there kings?
Or is this... He got this crown because he's the king now of Barovia, except he's not really a king. Is he a king? Well, I mean... Presumably this must be Strahd's, right? Do we know of any other kings in this area?
Do we know if it's a queen's?
Oh, sorry, yes. It could be a queen's. But let's face it, it's a case.
Someone was compensating for something. We can all agree on that.
Right. I mean, like, if anything, and I'm saying all this, like, staring at Bathwack because you seem to want to eat it or something, but, like, if anything, we could use this to make Strahd distracted. Beautiful. Yeah, we could give it to him and say, you look beautiful now. Now you should be happy. There's no more curse. Or, you know, one of us could wear it. And that would be interesting for him to...
Probably that would bring about the end of the world. So
it's the heart blowing up, didn't I think this... I can't imagine this would have that big of an impact. Also, we should probably keep moving to see if Esmeralda's still alive.
Oh, shoot, Esmeralda. I keep forgetting.
But you also keep remembering, so that's good.
I do.
I think you're
so Will has the... Will, you picked up the crown?
Yeah, I'm like twirling it around my wrist and looking at Bathwack the whole time because he seems so interested in it.
It's a bit of a lumpy twirl.
A lumpy twirl?
It's a little out of shape.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll try to bend it. Is it made out of gold? So, like, I could try to bend it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to work?
Give me a strength check.
Hi, my strength is terrible.
Do more jewels go flying off of it?
Three. That's terrible. I'm like,
Will puts his arms into it, and then you hear his wrist break.
You push, and the gold foil wrapping rips off, and your hands sink into the chocolate.
Yes! Oh, you guys, it's real
a guilt
treasure.
Crown. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Yes!
To be released in December 2037.
Greg, we need your time machine.
I told you I got two uses, and I already used them. I feel bad enough about it as it is.
I'm sorry. Hate to bring it up.
Mm. That dog's not saying anything, so I'm just wondering. You want to wear it around?
I'm ignoring you.
You don't want to wear it around?
He says that out loud.
Yeah. Wait, do you say that out loud? Or?
Oh, and, no. I'm just.
Yeah.
You picked it up.
Fingers in his ears.
You picked it up. I'm trying to just let that go.
Yeah, but that's why I'm talking to you. I'm Will. Remember me?
What are you saying to me?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's like, do you want to wear it? I mean, there's all sorts of things we could do with this.
There's concentration steam coming out of his ear flaps.
What do you want to do with it? What do you want to do with it?
Well, I'm saying, you know, we could use it in all sorts of ways with Strahd. If this is Strahd's crown, right? You know, one of us could wear it. Or we could destroy it in front of him. Or we could make it into a cock ring and wear that. Pull down our pants when we see him and be like, hey! You know? Any of those things. He says that out loud. Seriously. I mean... Right?
How many penises do you have between the two of you to fill it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a giant toe ring, right?
We're immediately going to the logistical question.
All the math teachers are very excited right now.
And of course it's Will and Bathwack, right?
Their penises are already entwined.
All they're doing now is put a ring on it.
Oh my god. Oh, stop. Oh my god. Is that really it? That's what
it's 11:22.
Wow.
I gotta uncover 7 more towers tonight.
Yeah, wow. Seems like
hopefully there's a cock in each tower.
Down the heart. We're gonna work in our way for the rest of the body.
Yeah, exactly. What does that one shatter into?
Gross.
More blood, of course.
What were you thinking?
I don't know anything about the male anatomy. Assuming it's a man. Shut up!
Could be a queen's penis.
It could be. Oh my goodness gracious.
How did we get here?
Because I was talking, that's how we got here.
I really like the image of Bathwack and Will sharing the crown as a cock ring. And after a long pause, Bathwack going, how did we get here?
Oh, my god. Oh, wow.
I know there are people who follow the podcast who do art. If somebody wants to do a picture of that.
What I was just about to say is we have to make something about that the title, so Katie has to draw it for art.
Oh my god.
Google, oh my god. What does dragon penis look like?
Dragonborn penis. Oh my goodness.
I wonder if that's one of those searches that just returns one hit.
I bet there are a lot.
That picture, Will Bathwack sharing the crown, and underneath it says, "By their powers combined."
I just like how Eric was like, so recently he was saying to me like, wow, it's Ravenloft. It's like the end. Do you know how long it's going to take us to get here? It's so big and empty and like, what the hell are we doing? We've been oh my goodness. It's just all stairs. Like all the maps are stairs. So we just keep walking upstairs and downstairs. Oh my goodness. We did a good job, guys. It was great.
I was just curious. The castle's built into a cliff?
It's built on top of like a cliff, but you could suspect it maybe goes down into it. You've seen two staircases that lead below ground level.
So, I see. It could go way down still, and it could go way up still.
Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah. It's huge.
It's huge.
Like, we haven't even been in any rooms, like at all. We've
been on your landings.
The only things that have tried to attack us are the swords so far.
Yeah,
it's like
I'm
we
scared.
Found the
and lucky, I lucky thought the bats were coming for us. Apparently, I was mistaken, but
or hallucinating.
It's a scary place to be in because so I don't know if anyone is familiar with warlocks, like if they've ever played them, but like I get like two spells. And then I have to rest.
Not a long rest.
And nobody, I'm not going to keep asking to rest for an hour. So like, I don't want to cast anything. Like, I don't want to cast any spells. This place seems impossible for a warlock.
The only person that cast anything so far is Greg.
Right.
That's true. And that was awesome, by the way, to actually be able to do that for one.
Well, and it was like a huge amount of hit points and stuff. But like, it's just... For me, like, a lot of what I use my spells for is out-of-battle stuff, because that's, like, the way that I've kind of worked my way around my character, like, with being a warlock and not having a ton of really powerful attack spells. I have other spells, but I don't want to use any of them, because I don't want to be like, well, that's my spells! Time to explore the rest of Ravenloft when we haven't even seen a room yet. I'm scared of using my spells. I don't know what to do.
No. I know.
So how does it work? You have two high level spells you cast, and then you have to rest.
You know, I have cantrips. I have a bunch, and Eldritch Blast is my cantrip. That's why I mostly use that in battle. I have two spells that I can cast, and then because he gave me that rod, I can cast one additional spell. Mm. So like, I can only cast three spells.
The rod only refreshes on a long rest.
Yeah.
The other ones, the warlocks get all their spell slots back on a short rest.
So I have to rest for an hour, and like.
Yeah, I will say, like, being going into this, unless I'm doing something wrong, it doesn't seem to be as balanced, basically, if you're playing realistically. Because you could just say, okay, guys, let's sit for an hour. And you sit for an hour. And then you keep going.
Right.
But if you're trying to tell a realistic story.
It's too bad. Well, maybe we should go back to the banquet room and replenish our food.
No, but and then I also think about Esmeralda, like, she gonna die, right? I mean, like,
are we normal next week?
I'm never normal.
it depends on how quickly the divorce proceedings go. I'm thinking probably pretty quick.
Yeah, it's not actually a divorce. I'm just gonna kill him when we get off of this call.
It's a very informal divorce.
Well, it's cheaper.
I had no idea that it didn't come out of the book or whatever. That's interesting.
What happens if we... Never mind. I have an idea for next time.
What is it? What happens if we what?
I won't listen. Go ahead.
Are you going to forget?
No, I like that. I really like Rafina's approach, where Abby's approach, where she, if she wants something, she just makes it up. Yeah. And if it's cool,
isn't that how you play?
Well, no, you can be involved in that because that's from you. It's because Eric wants, in general, he as a DM, I think he just wants people to be creative.
What?
He likes how when Abby just says something and then she can just do it or something, or like she just wants something and she has it. And it's like,
well, not just that,
I'm
but
the
just
favorite.
Like, but you just like, yeah, I mean, you just bend the situation. Like,
I don't bend the situation.
No,
it's in my terrarium.
In a nice way. In a nice way. And it doesn't even involve your terrarium every time.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Like,
week,
you're like, then. You're like, all of a sudden I'm surfing down the stairs on a river of blood.
I didn't say that. That was
cool. Like, peering behind the screen that is my brain, like, I think it started with me not wanting to discourage you because you were new.
Yes.
And I wanted to encourage you to think about, like, I was very, it was impressive. That was one of the most impressive things, is new to the game. You felt comfortable just suggesting things. That's very uncommon. Most people are like, okay, this is a game. What are the rules?
That's that's what I struggle with, is when I read a spell, I think it has to look like that. Or I think it has to, but really you can use it how you use it, which is like the most creative way I've ever heard anyone use anything. So, you know, that's awesome, because I think it also works, especially as a product that we're trying to make to entertain people besides the game
the
being
it,
fun
it
and
almost
funny.
Immediately turned into part of your character or your personality or whatever.
Right.
And none of it was game breaking or anything. It's nothing. You weren't trying to cheat.
Well, there have been times where she was trying to do something and you were like, no. I mean, like, that's happened. It's happened a couple times, you know, when it would be something that was like too strong or something. And then she's like, why doesn't it work?
Right.
Which but is like, the best. Because it's like, well, because sometimes there needs to be a little bit of.
Oh, like when I rang the silver bells at the werewolves.
Oh, that was funny, remember. Though.
Actually, I think
you
that
really
worked,
tried.
No, it just made them howl. And so then I threw them at them.
Yeah, and then it was like a hit point of damage, right? Like,
and then I had to roll the d4, and it all fell apart.
Oh,
yes!
That's why we don't remember.
Ah, yes.
Greg went back in time and wiped our memories. He also went back and wiped our memories of him telling us that he could use it 4 times. And replaced it with a memory saying...
I've been so irresponsible with my time machine.
But like, you know, being able to pull out like whatever musical instrument you want, who cares? That's funny.
Right. It's
like
fun and funny. Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely in line with it's I don't think I would have ever picked Curse of Strahd to run as a DM.
Right. That's the other thing, is like Eric's always like, I can't wait until we're not playing Curse of Strahd anymore. Because it's such a downer of a campaign.
Yeah, it doesn't
and Eric is a clown. Like
I'm reading Hitchhiker's Guide and I'm like, this is the game I want to run,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Rafina in Spain!
Oh, we should probably have a conversation without Eric too at some point about what's going to happen. What's going
to
happen at the end? Like I don't have any idea, but like if we something surprising like is good. I mean, we're not going to be able to predict it, but all of our characters are going to be like, all their stories are probably going to be woven together somehow. And
yeah,
at least they better be.
I have a feeling. I know that what I know on my end as the person who is married to him is that he's really trying not to listen, but it's probably fine.
It's
thing, like he was saying that, like he
put him back in.
Yeah,
I didn't
stop
mean to.
You can listen. It doesn't.
I didn't mean.
It's about the end of the game, like, and how he was saying about like there's going to be a surprise and things are going to be woven together or something, and now he's going to get nervous. I actually shouldn't have let him heard that part because he's like, now he's in a catatonic state.
No, what I mean is that there's like potential for some story surprises and for us to like reveal things about our characters. And I mean, I'm not sure how to prepare for it. Cause I have no idea.
Katie, every second of every day. Hmm? About not being able to prepare for...
How do I prepare for this? Well, yeah, I mean, are you saying to prepare by working together somehow, or just by worrying?
Not by worrying, but...
I feel like what Eric always tells me is just like, you don't worry about that. I have to worry about it, as in he's worrying about it. Like, mm-hmm. he's the one that has to worry about it.
So the angel gave us all these gifts. We should remember those.
Yes. What was mine? Oh, Bernard? Wait, yeah, Bernard gave me powers. Mm-hmm. What was everyone's
Pippa
angel
was
powers?
Turned into a cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that fell flat. No pun intended.
The angel's like, Nick, you look familiar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like I'm looking into a mirror, and then he floated away. That's a joke. And that's where Bathwack got the ability to give people hit points, right? Or something?
Mm-hmm. Permanently give people hit points.
Yeah.
Or temporarily armor.
And Lank got his memories back? Mm-hmm. And Rafina, what did Rafina get?
She can sense your emotions.
Yes.
Yep. That's right.
So those probably are important. Those are probably important things.
Yeah. Listen, Lank and Will have this thing that we don't totally understand.
Plan it all out right now.
I'm just thinking about all the pieces, and
there are so many pieces.
There was another thing too that I just keep forgetting. But
if it makes you feel any better, I've probably forgotten some pieces.
I want to know what is up with this thing with Bathwack and being a king. That's why I was like really emphasizing the crown stuff, because I was like, what you gonna do with the crown? Ooh, yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. That's what he was referencing too about drawn to it.
I want to know. I want to know what's up with that. I want to see what happens.
What did you remember?
The thing I remembered was when we were going toward the Amber Tamlin, and there were these. So first, I think we saw Bucephalus, or an illusion or something.
Was there a rider on Bucephalus? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what was going on there.
And
then this vision where someone said they aren't what they seem. Was
that yours?
Yeah. I'm still really confused about whether it was a reference to something in the temple, or I was just very confused. Some of the other riddles have sorted themselves out, like provide the hammer.
Yeah. So who did you see? What did you see for your vision? I don't remember it. Did you see yourself or something?
No, it was a waterfall, like a waterfall.
Oh, okay.
It was a pool.
Yeah.
And, it was a still pool.
And it was, what did it say? Who? Someone is not who they seem?
Or not what they seem. Yeah, I don't remember specifically. Hmm. Listen to it again. But I don't know whether I've been curious whether that they referred to members of the party, which would be shocking, or they referred to creatures we met in the Ember.
Eric's being silent, so I'm guessing that maybe it's not happened yet.
I'm not telling anything if his character doesn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fairly puzzle. I don't even know if I communicated that to everyone, that vision.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think you did. Yeah.
No, you tend to be reticent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will's like, come on, be less reticent.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.